Oliver Callan on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Get Set Go. Get comprehensive car insurance today at getsetgo.ie.
From GAA shorts to Kerrygold handbags, Irish pop culture symbolism is peak trendy right now. Siobhan O'Reilly of Shiv's Knits has tapped into this. She's been creating knitted accessories inspired by everything from the dart to the retired 46A Dublin bus route. She's on the line from Limerick. Good afternoon, Siobhan.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
Not at all. Thank you for joining us. When did you realise that this thing you do, knitting, was becoming more than just a hobby for you?
Well, I suppose I took it up during COVID. I think a lot of people were turning towards slower hobbies at the time. And then in 2023, when I was finishing college, I made a hat inspired by the dart for my friend who was moving to Dublin for work. And I suppose I just kind of really liked the idea of it and kept on making different hats based on different types of public transport.
Yeah.
And it was actually this year, I think, that it was picked up a bit by the algorithm and really took off.
The algorithm does good things every now and again.
It does, yeah.
It's because of the imagery and the bright colours. Can you somehow describe your work to those who obviously can't see right now?
Yeah, so I suppose with the dart, it's a very distinctive looking type of transport. It has beautiful greens and yellows on the outside. So yeah. I basically translated those colours into a hat. So the brim of it is the kind of darker green, then there's the yellow and then the brighter green on top. And I've done this with the dart, the Lewis, the 46A, which has the older Dublin bus colours. And I've also done some buses like the Imp from back in the day.
Oh, the Imp. I remember those. The little mini buses that used to go out towards Merino and such far-flung places around Dublin.
Yeah.
You've spoken about the kind of community that you discovered through fibre arts. That's the correct term, isn't it, for all of this?
Yeah.
What kind of community did you find? What connection did you make?
So I ended up joining a knitting group in Limerick City called Pints and Pearls, and we'd meet every Tuesday just to work on whatever projects we were doing at the time, to chat about whatever we wanted to talk about. And it was just a really nice community that I found. I've met friends from that I'll have for life, hopefully. And it came at a nice time as well after leaving college. I think it can be hard to kind of meet people when you're suddenly not in an environment full of clubs and societies.
Yeah.
So it was just a nice way to meet people that were into similar things as I was.
The sound of knitting needles is a lovely, pleasant sound, but does it encourage chatter or do you ever sit in silence? It's mostly a conversational hobby, is it?
Yeah, so I suppose with the group, there's not really a pressure for anything. It's very easy to sit in silence and just work away on what you're doing. But it's also a lot easier, I think, to kind of just talk about things when you're sitting beside people rather than having kind of an intense one-on-one conversation with someone. So things can kind of be brought up that might be bothering people. Or we can just talk about something fun that we're watching on TV. So it's very relaxed.
Very good. You got a lot out of it.
Absolutely, yeah.
What is it about the dart, the old Dublin bus colours and the routes that kind of you were kind of drawn to and decided that's where I should really stick my head and put my ideas?
So I suppose I was making quite a lot of hats at the time, but it's hard to come up with different colour combinations that are actually interesting. And I suppose when I made that first dart hat, I realised how well those colour blocks translated into being a hat. And so I just started doing more and more, and I really liked how they look. And I think that's kind of the nice thing about them, is they look quite cool without realising necessarily that they are based on a type of Irish public transport.
Yeah.
So I think that's what people like about them, and they like being able to represent, you know, the transport from their own local area.
It's funny, isn't it? You look at something like a dart or a bus and you think, well, there's nothing beautiful there. I'm not standing looking at it for its aesthetic, please. But when you've turned it into a hat, the colours are so familiar to us. It's almost like an uncanny valley feeling that, oh, I actually have a connection to this whole thing.
Definitely, yeah. And I think what I found is there's been a lot of people who might have, you know, been in Ireland for a few years and left again, or they emigrated somewhere else. And having that kind of piece of memorabilia that reminds them of home is quite important to them. And there actually is a massive community of people that are into train spotting or bus spotting. So I think that's kind of a nice thing that I've discovered through this kind of design side of things.
And you've gone in deep. Tell us about the vest or waistcoat that you've made from a fabric from a bus seat.
Yeah, so I suppose like you can just buy the moquette or the bus seat fabric like you can buy any other roll of fabric. Mm-hmm. And again, if you actually look at it, it's a really nice design and colour combination.
Yeah.
So I bought a roll of it and I made a waistcoat, and my friend Gonya 3D printed some buttons with, they look like the stop buttons on the bus, and I sewed them on.
Very clever.
And yeah, it was just a fun project that I suppose was a bit different to knitting the hats that I was doing quite a lot at the time. And then I made a tie to go along with it out of the same fabric.
Where did you get the fabric?
You can buy it online.
Really?
There is a company in the UK that makes the fabric for a load of different buses and trains. So
yeah,
it's kind of, it's a universal design. And yeah, you just order however many metres you want and it gets sent to you.
Because I'm looking at a picture of you on a Dublin bus wearing the waistcoat. That's exactly what's on the seat. But it's not pre-loved or pre-used fabric.
No, it's very clean.
It's very clean.
No dust or anything on it.
How do you describe that pattern, by the way, that they have? That the blue thing with the various colours splattered across it?
I think that's kind of the best description there is. It's maybe with reds, blues, oranges, yellows. It's very vibrant. I think it's something that we kind of take for granted when we're commuting. But if you actually kind of stop and take a second, it's like the fabric on the dart seats as well. It's just beautiful, beautiful colours.
It's almost houndstoothy like, isn't it, the dart one?
Yes, yeah.
Why do they have, do you know anything about why they have the fabrics or the patterns in that style?
I think with the bus seat fabric, I think there's been research into it to see what kind of hides any stains and dirt the best.
Yeah.
And I think that's why it's such vibrant colours and patterns. The dart is a bit different. I believe it was Anne Scully, who was working in Irish Rail at the time, picked out the fabric. They had a few different options of designs, mm-hmm, and she chose that one. And I think it goes so well with the outside of the dart, and it's really distinctive. You're not going to see that exact pattern anywhere else.
Never, no. Creating all these lovely knits and the nostalgia that people are enjoying through them and kind of trendiness about it too. This brings us to your PhD, which is in the University of Limerick. You're doing it at the moment. Can you tell us what you found about the spirit out there and the loneliness?
Yeah, so my PhD is about designing and I suppose testing out an intergenerational dance program for older adults and transition year students. So I just finished the big trial last week. So it's been a very busy time. But basically the whole point of the dance is to kind of bring people together of different ages to exercise, to be physically active, but also to kind of have that connection between each other. So I think when people think about loneliness, it's generally associated with older adults. But if we actually look at, you know, what the research says, loneliness is more common in younger people.
Yeah.
With about 20% or 1 in 5 adults in Ireland feeling lonely a lot of the time, which is a very big proportion. So I suppose it's kind of important to make that distinction between loneliness, which is the feeling of being alone and not having connections, versus social isolation, which might be not actually having people around you to connect with. So you can be socially isolated without being lonely, and you can be in a group full of people and also be lonely. So I suppose it's about designing programs that are made with the community based on what they want and what they need, that I suppose bring people together through a shared medium. So for me, it was dance, and it worked out really well from the feedback that we've gotten at the moment, even from the teenagers saying now that if they see one of the adults in town or in a shop, that they can go up to them and say hi. I think it's just that kind of lovely moment of connection that's come from it.
Something they would never have thought of or done in their lives. But they've come into contact with using this kind of creative socialising, basically, isn't it?
Yeah, so I think that's the nice thing about dance is it's a very artistic form of physical activity. And if you haven't danced before, it doesn't really matter how old you are, you're all going to be starting at the same level. And I think that's something that surprised some of the participants in the study, especially the teenagers. They had a very specific image of what an older adult was and who they were expecting to walk through the door. And they were surprised that they were pretty much being outdanced by the older adults in the study.
Of course, the more experienced dancers.
And even things like being able to choose the music to dance to, people were discovering music that they hadn't heard of before, but also kind of bonding over similar music tastes. So some of the teenagers at one point asked for Mamma Mia music and the adults asked for ABBA. So it was the same music, but I suppose different language.
Camille, what's the story now for Shiv's Knits? And when I'm saying Shiv's Knits, it's the start of Siobhan, S-I-O-B-H. Knits for people looking it up on Instagram. You're selling out, but you can't make too many of these because it's all handmade.
So yeah, they're all handmade. So each hat takes a long time to make, but I enjoy making it. And as I said, it's been a way to meet others. But I have a lot of ideas for 2026. I'd like to make another sweater vest. So I had one with three different types of Irish buses on it.
The three buses.
So I'd like to expand that. But definitely going to keep making the hats.
They're working spectacularly well. Thank you so much for the chat today, Siobhan. And Siobhan O'Reilly and her designs, go to Shiv Knits on Instagram or shivsknits.com. And I'll stop saying knits now. it's knits with a K. Thanks so much. Happy knitting.
Thank you.
From the North Tech Studio, followed by your message to 80889.